Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I want to shift gears because our guest is on the line, a former NFL great, Jack Brewer, joining us now. He is the CEO of the Brewer Group. You can find him on Twitter at Jack Brewer BSI. Jack, thank you so much for squeezing us in your schedule right now. It's a pleasure to have you on our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a busy one, unfortunately. These issues are so important to discuss, so it's a pleasure to join you.
Well, they are important to discuss, and you know, it's difficult to be in a position where I, as a talk show host, you know, I have to watch what's going on. A lot of people are turning the news off right now. I don't know if that's the solution, but it is very hard to consume all of the different layers of what is taking place right now. It started with George Floyd, and we kind of began this show saying, when, you know, at the end of the week last week, I've never seen the country more unified, that what happened to George Floyd was wrong. And then we go into the weekend, and it seems as though something else has taken over this unison voice that we had about what took place in the George Floyd tragedy. And, you know, now you've got people going, what is happening to our country? Jack, what is your reaction to what you're seeing alongside what we're all seeing at the same time? What should Americans take from what is taking place right now and try to put into their thoughts to make tomorrow a better day?
Faith. If I had to ask in one word to put your finger on where we're at now and where we can go in the future, I think it goes back to faith. And I think, you know, when you watch and you see how a country can be so outraged as a group, as a nation, we were outraged. This one was different. This was, I think the country was saying enough is enough here with what we saw. And then for it to be spun in the way that it has, really we're seeing a lot of the deep-rooted cultural issues that we have really seeded in our nation through our children and our kids and our youth and the social media that they are on and the music that they consume on a daily basis, the movies that they watch. I mean, you're seeing people now go out in the name of a peaceful man who got slain in the street by a rogue murderer, taking that man's name and looting the streets the way that they are. They're taking selfies and pictures in front of burning businesses and you know, posing in front of this destruction. It's right before our eyes. You know, this is not me making it up. We're all watching it happen. And it's really sad. I mean, to go in and set fire to a church building.
Yeah.
We know we are fighting the evilness of racism. Racism is evil, but this is much bigger than racism. The same evil spirit that was in that murderous cop is the same evil spirit that goes into somebody to go and stab a police officer in the neck or to go loot and burn down a historical building or set fire to a church. All these things, and there's only one way we come together, and that's through faith. And we got to have faith in God, bring those principles back. And that starts with our leaders. Our leaders need to lead with the word of God sometimes. And instead of trying to fight all these battles with flesh and blood, we can't do that. It's not working. Right. You send the National Guard out, you send the police out. All those things you do is not going to get to the deep rooted issues that we have in our nation. And so, you know, it's a time for reconciliation. And the only way you can reconcile is through faith, and it's through holding each other's hand and telling each other you love you again, and embracing your neighbor and loving thy neighbor like thyself. And it's just all those principles that we're taught as kids. We got to all admit, we're starting to lose those as a nation. You know, our kids are losing those. We're removing it from our schools, right? The church and the school don't have good ties right now. And so, you know, if you deny it, you're just blind to reality. And I think it's front and center for the American people right now.
We're speaking with Jack Brewer, former NFL player. You played with the Minnesota Vikings, among a few other teams. It sounds to me like what you're saying is we have a race problem, but it's a human race problem. And
right.
I'm asking you, when I'm sitting here and, you know, I've got three little kids, 10, 7, and 4, and it's my job to watch the news and know what's going on. But I have to ask myself as a mother, do I let my kids see this? Do they need to know what's going on? And when they do, I can't keep them from it. It's reality. It's what's existing right now. How do I speak to my children about this? We've got a human race problem. You know, we are a family of faith as well. Can that message be the prevailing message that comes out of all of that? All of this is our nation, our culture right now. Are we in a position to make faith the prevailing message to come out of what we're seeing at this point in time?
If we don't, we won't get through it. I mean, it's clear. You know, I spoke with Alveda King earlier this week, and she talked about when her uncle and her dad marched. They marched with their Bibles in hand, and now we have leaders that march based upon what political party they are in. And this is bigger than politics. This is not the time to have ego leading us and ego guiding us and living in the flesh. This is not that time. This is that time that needs real healing. These are wounds that started before any of us were born. And unless we come as a nation and as a land and try to reconcile those things, like you said, it's a human race problem. If we don't reconcile those problems and we keep pushing them to the side, then the healing process will never work. Well, you have to teach healing, especially to a generation that's been raised from social media and rap music and violent movies and a culture of girls being half naked in front of the camera. Like you gotta go back and do some soul searching, because that's what the majority of kids are consuming. And so if we want to pretend that it doesn't happen just because maybe our kids don't get that, the majority get that. We have a fatherless crisis in our country where over 70% of black kids are born with no father. You know, even in the white community, you have a huge fatherless gap. Now, these are the issues. And unless we're willing to admit that and go to the core of it, and come in and take Christ's body and godly churches and people and go into these schools and start working on the souls of our kids. Our kids don't have a fear of God right now. And a lot of people in our nation, that police officer that committed that murder, doesn't have a fear of God. And so we can't try to create answers and solutions for spiritual problems, because all they're going to do is continue to ignite. And that fire will be set. And this is setting a precedent, because now people feel they can overtake the police. I mean, we're watching police cars burning in the streets of America, all across the nation, burning. I mean, this is sick, and this is a spiritual war. And I just pray that we call it what it is, and we actually, you know, seek our Father and ask for repentance, and he will heal our land.
Jack, I have to say, we've got a lot of people commenting along with our web chat on our webcam, on our Facebook Live, and to quote Damon, dude is speaking truth, and we couldn't agree more. I'm really grateful that you fit us in your schedule today, and your voice is so welcome here. Anytime you can come back, we would love to have you. Jack, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I just want to say a quick prayer right now, and I just ask God, and I ask everyone listening, and I'll pray in agreement. Pray 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. We have to seek the face, and we have to repent, and we have to ask of God to heal our land. And I just bless your station and your voice, and hopefully it magnifies and just keep you protected and keep your voice protected so that our country can hear the good news and hear the truth. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. Jack Brewer, thank you so much for your time. A real honor and pleasure to have you on here.
Thank you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.